This is episode number 2463 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, June 14th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, the next time you get married and you need an officiant, just think Team Coco.
Team Coco?
That's what? Right. Oh. Conan O'Brien married his longtime sidekick Andy Richter and Jennifer Herrera a few days ago in Andy's West Hollywood home.
So, Coco's actually an officiant.
Evidently.
Huh.
Yeah. I haven't mentioned this to anybody. 2 days ago, he married me and my wife.
Wow. That was really sweet of him.
That's what Andy said.
Yeah. It's very sweet of him. Because they're not doing anything together anymore. Andy's not on his podcast.
Andy was the funny one.
Well, yeah. Andy, I think Andy...
Andy was the
funny. No, they
Andy
were both
was always funny.
Yeah, they were. They were both funny. But Andy was always hilarious. Remember those few years that they that Andy had left to seek other employment? That didn't work out.
And then a bad scene from Dallas where Pam wakes up and... From her dream that Bobby had, you know. Anyway.
Okay.
So Andy's friend couldn't do it. And so Conan O'Brien stepped in.
At the last minute. That's awesome.
It's like, well, you weren't invited, but hey, can you marry us? And now you're.
Now, come on, bring the kids. Bring the wife and the kids.
Andy remembered that Conan had done it before because he married the wardrobe designer on their show.
Ah, gotcha.
So I asked him to do it, and he did it.
Wow.
He also said that the event was like a low-key house party. It was a nice party.
A nice party.
Yeah.
Okay, at the West Hollywood home. Okay. All right, I gotcha.
So Andy was previously married before to comedy writer Sarah Thayer for more than 20 years before their divorce in 2019. And now he's found happiness again.
Now, he was married, you said, to a comedy writer, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if she actually was... some of the magic behind some of his hilarity as a sidekick.
Well, it is possible.
He always had good comebacks.
He did. That's what I'm saying.
It was like, wow. And I doubt they scripted all that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they did.
I've always liked Andy Richter.
Yeah, no, and I always mostly liked the Conan O'Brien show. Mostly. Yeah.
You know, after Lippy went away, it was just not the same.
I wonder what the deal was because he did not transfer to The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
When he came to California, the Lippy guy, if you remember the original Conan O'Brien show, there was just this guy, they superimposed his lips on top of pictures of,
funny.
Clinton and Trump and all kinds of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember that?
He was, yes. And Conan would interview him during part of the monologue. And it was a great bit. And he used them all the years he's in New York. And then when he moved to L.A. to do the Tonight Show, no more Lippy.
Lippy stayed in New York with the Dancing Pansies. For some reason, they had these dancing, there were people in pansy costumes on a bridge or something like that. And it just hit my funny bone.
Yeah.
And I swear I couldn't breathe for the rest of the night. It was just hilarious. And I still think about that when I need a good chuckle.
Oh, dear.
I think about the dancing pansies and I still start to chuckle.
You still get a little chuckle in you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
It's funny. Okay. If you've been wondering about the voice judge Camila Cabello and pop sensation beau Shawn Mendes getting back together again recently.
Yeah.
Wonder no more. Camila is single.
Yeah.
They dated for 2 years prior to splitting back in the late 2021 area.
Yeah, no, they did. They made a record together.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
But they were spied smooching at Coachella this past April.
Oh, that's right.
And generally being friendly since.
I've been seeing stories about them since Coachella, and that's crazy. And I thought to myself, really? Did they get back together? I mean, I kind of remember why they broke up, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but wasn't it something to have to do with Sean just kind of was having issues with himself, that he just couldn't quite come to grips with growing up and all that? I don't remember what the deal was.
Maybe.
But anyway.
Anyway, according to People, although the pair was spotted out and about multiple times together in New York City and Los Angeles,
and
sharing some PDA.
Okay.
including at Taylor Swift's Eras tour stop in New Jersey in late May.
Now, that's a euphoric thing. You could go with an ex to a concert like that, and you could like be like, because it's so euphoric of an experience, you guys could be rolling in the hay later that night and then get up the next morning and go, what the hell did we just do? We did it for Taylor.
See what Taylor made us do?
Oh, my God.
But reports surfaced in early June that they'd broken up once again.
Yeah. So it's official now. Is that what we're saying?
That's what they say.
Damn official. Wow.
And supposedly Camila's already dating again.
Well, yeah, of course she is.
Do you remember the on again?
She's so cute.
She's adorable.
She's adorable.
You remember the on again, off again, Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But that,
and then once.
We felt was unhealthy.
It was.
Yes.
And then once it ended once and for all, look at Selena Gomez
Well, she's gone through a lot of therapy. I will say that.
Yeah,
she's
but
the
once,
first to admit
once
that.
That ended.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It was like,
no, it was
wow.
the best thing for her. Mm-hmm. It was the best thing for her because she was, it sounded like anyway that she was so enamored with that relationship that everything that happened, and they tried to get back together. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he went to, she took, went to church with him one Wednesday night. It's like all that. Yeah, no.
And then she got into her own and she broke it off.
She's doing great. And she's making new music from what I see.
Yes.
I know the story isn't about her.
She's
got,
you know, Only Murders
of course,
in the Building.
Only Murders in the Building, which was incredible, and being nominated for Emmys and all that. And I think there's a bright future for Miss Gomez.
Yeah.
Even though she wasn't.
And she has a cooking baker, cookware line.
Yeah, she's got a cooking show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's got a cooking show coming out. So I'm excited for her and whatever she's going to do. But I heard her on the radio one time doing an interview. And I thought, she has got a fantastic speaking voice. Selena, you need to be doing audiobooks. I mean, seriously, she's got a great voice.
She
you
has
close
a...
Close your eyes and
she
go,
has a bright future.
Wow. And she does. Anyway. Our best to Camila. Our apologies to Sean. Sorry, buddy.
You missed out.
It is what it is. Whatev. And our apologies to Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Man, we're mean. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.